Well, I guess you could say that your team put that those early losses behind them because you would not lose again until the second round of the NCAA tournament. You went to New York and beat Columbia, avenging that early season defeat. You beat them up there by 16. Then you beat Harvard twice, including the Ivy tournament final. On to the NCAAs. Tell us about the experience. Your kids played like they believe they belong there.
And we do. We do belong there. And we set out to Utah and watched a lot of film of those three opponents and got really prepared, well prepared for the NC State team. And knew what we had to do to be successful. And I think, just played the way we were capable of playing. We certainly had some struggles scoring the ball, but our defense certainly led us to victory there, getting some really huge defensive stops and made a couple shots down the stretch. And of course, Freestone's three to win the game was one of the biggest shots.
Just like her three against Columbia to send the first game into overtime.
Exactly, pretty much the same kind of play. A flare screen for Grace is a good shot. So. It was exciting, and then we were prepared for Utah, but they were just a really strong team with a very strong player inside, in Pee-wee, and she certainly has a great group around her too, and just I think ran out of some gas towards the end, and they were just a very talented, well coached team.
Well, on the women's side. In the NCAA tournament, higher seeds play at home in the first two rounds, and that really makes it tough. Playing Utah at their place, and the year before he played Indiana at their place. Very difficult to do that.
It is. It is difficult.
I'm sure it's revenue driven.
For sure. I don't think women's basketball yet is ready to have a neutral site.
I think it's getting close.
I think we're getting close. Hey, it's not, nothing is easy, right? You have to be able to go into tough arenas and tough situations and still play the basketball that you're capable of playing, whether, fans are cheering for you or they're not cheering for you, whether you know those rims or not, it's still basketball. And we're there. We're close to getting into that second weekend. And we're preparing right now every day to get better, to be ready for Duquesne, but we've got a hunger to get back to where we were last year and hopefully go further.
Let's turn to the upcoming season. As you said, you get underway on November 6th with Duquesne. You began the season really in August with a trip to Europe, to Spain and Greece.
Yeah.
And that had to be a terrific experience.
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it couldn't have gone any better.
And you had a chance to practice before you went on the trip.
Yeah.
Do you feel that gives you a kind of a leg up on the rest of the league?
Yeah, it was good for the returners that we had, right? So first years can't go yet because they haven't matriculated into the Ivy League university. So our freshmen couldn't go, but it was all of our returners. That extra practice with them, that just time to bond and develop chemistry, I think was really important. And it was just great to just be together. My whole family went, and it's like a big family vacation. My work family, which I don't even call my work, this is just a part of me, my Princeton family, and then my family at home. So it was a wonderful experience.
Your preseason schedule, once again, is a tough one. You play six teams who had postseason games last year. And I wonder if you can tell us which games you feel will be really highlights in November and December.
I feel like there's so many of them to highlight.
You're going to California.
Yeah,
you have UCLA on the schedule.
Yeah, we have UCLA, homecoming for Caitlin Chen and two of our first year, Sky Belker and Ashley Chia. While we're out there, we play down at San Diego. We certainly have a really tough road trip to Florida, playing Oklahoma and Indiana during Thanksgiving. But even before that, we go out to Middle Tennessee State. It's a very strong mid-major team. Then we've got your Villanovas and your, you know, your Seton Hall and your Rutgers, and the strong programs are around here. So, and then Vermont, who was their league champion. So,
and Rhode Island.
And Rhode Island, absolutely. Can't forget Rhode Island. That is a, that's a tough one as well. So, yeah, I mean, we want to challenge ourselves. We want to play the best of the best to see where we're at, what we need to work on to be ready for the Ivy League season. So we're looking forward to it.
It's, well, we've already mentioned that the league is getting better. The talent level, the level of play, everything's getting better.
Yeah.
For you personally, how satisfying is it to still be on top of the mountain?
Well, it's a new year. So last year we were on top of the mountain, but nobody is on top right now. We're all at the bottom, and we're building daily to be on top at the end of this season and playing our best basketball in February and March. So it's great. I love that this league is as competitive as it is, as strong as it is. The student athletes are incredibly talented and skilled and really, really driven. So yeah, it makes our jobs as coaches fun, exciting, and you know, we want to challenge our players to be at their very best day in and day out.
A couple of years ago, Bella Allery was Player of the Year and graduated. A year after that, Abby Myers was Player of the Year and graduated. This year, you've got Caitlin Chen as returning as the Player of the Year. How important is she to your program?
Oh, I mean, Caitlin is very, very important. She's our floor general. She's, you know, a scoring threat. She's a, you know, a facilitator. She's a great defender. She's a great leader off the court. So, yeah, she and Ellie are two leaders that have the most experience playing, and so we look to them a lot. But Caitlin certainly is fun to coach, fun to watch, and you know, so happy that we get one more year with her.
You mentioned Ellie. Of course, you're talking about Ellie Mitchell, the returning defensive player of the year in the Ivy League, and one of the most amazing rebounders I've ever seen anywhere of any gender.
Yeah, that's our Dennis Rodman, right? That he is always is on the hunt for a rebound, defensively, offensively, out of the area that she's in. She gets after.
I don't know that that's so much a tribute to you as her coach as it is to her natural instincts and ability.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with me. it's just the way she's wired. I think she's always been like this, and she makes us better. We need to have her on the court. I think there are players that think they have rebounds, and all of a sudden she just rips it from them. So she's a tough one.